the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. Sorry about the repeat yesterday. I was on my way to Florida and pulled out of a McDonald's parking lot and had the trailer fall off into the pickup bed. So since I was blocking traffic, and it kind of took precedence over doing the show, my apologies. Just ran across an interesting little article from Chuck Baldwin. And that's Pastor Chuck Baldwin. This is quoting from the Bible, "For a false Christ and false prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were, even the elect." That out of Mark. And for this, "cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie." And Pastor Chuck says, what's with all these clueless Christians? How is it that people who have the benefit of the indwelling Holy Spirit and the warning inside of the sacred scriptures, not to mention a rich Christian heritage here in America, can be so ignorant, blind, and naive? Yeah, the majority of evangelical Christians seem to be all of the above. The problem has passed being serious. It is catastrophic. How is it that we have drifted away from being an informed, active, knowledgeable, and dedicated group of highly motivated Christian patriots to a group of impotent, anemic sheep? Our Christian forebears must be turning over in their graves because we are in the process of squandering the greatest human resource, save for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ ever made, the sacrifice of the America's founding fathers. The problem is manifold, of course. For the most part, our pastors have become glorified politicians and business executives. As attorneys are not schooled in the Constitution, today's ministers are not schooled in the Scriptures. They are motivational speakers, salesmen, and business managers. The Bible is only used as a side reference, if at all. It's not taught or preached, literally. Pastors should go to the Bible the way that people go to a salad bar, gleaning them. That's why he says that pastors go through the Bible the way people go through a salad bar, gleaning a few sweet, tasty morsels and rejecting everything else that appears to be a bit distasteful. Then there's the fit in with the brethren mentality. The politicos in Washington, D.C. have nothing on many pastors. They have nothing on many pastors' fellowship groups. Fitting in with the denomination seems to be the far greater priority than being an independent man of God. Okay, let's not forget the importance of not making waves, staying below the radar. In a word, today's pastors have been effectively neutered. I agree with that. We'll be back after this break, and should have my guest up.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right. Now, let me ask you a question. Can family values and investments coexist? If a person deplores smoking, but their stockbroker says Philip Morris stock is about to go sky high, should they hold their nose and buy? If a person rejects drinking alcoholic beverages as a lifestyle and finds out that their mutual funds leans heavily into Anheuser-Busch stock, should they cash in their whole mutual fund investment? And what on earth is a person to do if the corporation that champions their favorite cause is bundled with a stock that advances a lifestyle or product that rubs against the very core of their being? What can they do? Well, one answer that my guest, Arthur Alley, has is invest in the Timothy Plan. Hello, Arthur. How are you?
Good morning, Clay. Welcome to Florida.
Well, thank you very much. I lived here for 8 years. Back about 15 years ago, and I got to tell you, I'm really happy to be back, especially now that you've repealed the helmet law in Florida. I brought my motorcycle with me, Arthur.
Oh, good.
So, what about this family values? You know, and I've got some other additional stories that we probably ought to talk about. In relation to this, the world markets, I've got a story here from BBC, world markets lose $5.2 trillion. Fears of a global slowdown triggered by the U.S. housing market woes wiped out $5.2 trillion off the global stock markets in January, says analyst. According to ratings from Standard & Poor's, 50 out of 52 share indexes around the world ended the month lower, and politicians are concerned about the spiraling U.S. financial problems. Does this jive with our with your expertise?
Well, it's what happened, Clay. You know, let me set the stage. We are a mutual fund family based on biblical principles, period. And that's our constitution. It starts in the Bible, and in fact, America's constitution came from biblical principles. So we operate it that way. However, we are in the capital markets. When the capital markets take a tumble, you know, we're not going to be immune to that, but every one of our funds are sub-advised by outstanding money management firms that have proven they know what they're doing, because that's another, let me take a little sidestep here. You know, Christ is the chairman of the board of Timothy. We say that unashamedly, and nothing irritates me more than people that wear a fish on their shirt sleeve doing things in the name of Christianity in a sloppy, haphazard, or amateurish way. And we committed from the beginning, we're not going to dishonor him that way. So we have top-tier money managers. We have top-tier marketing material. We have a top-tier structure, and it's going to remain that way. But when the markets go down, we're not immune to that, but I've asked all of our managers what their thoughts are. And it's amazing that when things are on sale in department stores, you could get hurt trying to go buy something from all the people rushing to buy. When they go down in the capital markets, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and people head for the sidelines and sell at exactly the wrong time. If the market isn't at the bottom right now, it's darn close. It is oversold. There's a gazillion dollars in the markets worldwide. So, you know, a correction was good, but it's been way overdone, Clay.
I deal a lot with the problems we've got. And part of that, you know, we've got Exxon or Chevron and Mobil. You know, they're putting billions of dollars of profit in, but that's coming right out of Americans' pockets when you're paying $3.50 for diesel.
Well, that is true, but it is still a free enterprise system, and you can choose to do that or not. For my purposes, I'm seeing that I hate the prices now, but we're in Orlando, and I haven't seen one iota of evidence that there are fewer cars on the road today than there were before all this started.
We haven't seen iota evidence of what?
There's as many cars now as when the price was $1.50 a gallon. It has not discouraged the consumer from buying gas. If it keeps going up, it eventually will. We can find other ways to do things, and that's been the American way of doing it. We are a free country, and these companies are free to charge whatever they want. I don't think they're gouging, because oil, you know, when was oil ever $100 a barrel? But, you know, with the governmental controls on refineries, on energy, especially nuclear, which is proven all over the world to be the safest kind of energy there is. But, man, we haven't had any of those built in 10-15 years. So we've got a supply problem, and it's because government restrictions have just strangled the industry. And we're paying the penalty now. But, you know, of that $3, a whole lot of it is tax.
I've got information on my website, and I'm about to have more after the day's over, probably by tomorrow, on devices that you can put on your car that will double or triple your gas mileage. So you're right about the American ingenuity here. We can run, and I've got about three films on there, we can run our vehicles on water with a simple device that just converts it to, instead of H2O, into HHO. You used to call it Brown's gas, I believe.
You know, and when the regular gas we're so addicted to and have been using for so long because it's been so cheap, if it keeps going up, you're going to see some ingenuity kicking in, and you're going to see alternative forms of energy. We could lower it right now if we just allow these oil companies to start drilling and all, you know, these government control. You realize the government owns 70% of the land west of the Mississippi River.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah, I live in the middle. I got 5 acres in New Mexico, but it's surrounded by about 2,000 acres of BLM land.
Yeah.
Let me, tell me about the Timothy Plan.
Okay.
Is this a Christian-based investment strategy?
Well, it's biblically based.
That's right.
Biblically based in that we refuse to own shares of publicly traded companies that are covertly funding the evil side of our culture. I think every listener to this program would have to agree that America is heading to hell morally on greased skids, and it's increasing, not decreasing. You have publicly traded companies involved in abortion and pornography and promotion of the homosexual agenda. We do our research, we uncover that stuff, and if they're involved in that, we will not own them. We don't care how attractive they look investment-wise. So we avoid, we do what the Bible says, come out from among them and be separate.
Let me ask you about some specifics, Arthur. What about the pharmaceutical industry? Right now, I've got a real bone to pick with the pharmaceutical industry because they kept me unconscious for 3 months, I guess so I wouldn't accidentally, you know, stumble or fall off the bed and re-injure my 3 broken ribs from a motorcycle accident. And my hospital bill ran to about $750,000. And there was no reason to keep me unconscious. And they fed me Halcyon, Haldol, Valium, morphine.
The pharmaceutical industry did that, or your doctors did that?
Well, the doctors did that, but the pharmaceutical industry, Searle, for instance, gave us aspartame. So we got diet sodas making people fat and, causing all types of illnesses.
Wait, Clay, may I disagree with you, sir?
On aspartame?
There is nothing making people fat except themselves. They can choose to buy or not buy whatever they want.
Well, sir, there is MSG added to every fast food restaurant, and they add that to make like add nicotine to tobacco.
They make
you addictive.
Yeah, you're right. There's bad stuff out there. My only point is, I think we're getting a little bit smarter on that end of it, and you don't have to participate in it. That's your free choice.
No, you don't. I'm certainly not obese.
I've lost 100 pounds over the last year. I have. Man, I lose 5 and gain 5 and lose 5.
Over the last 2 years, I lost 100 pounds. I was going to do a book on it, Arthur.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to call it Clay's Crash Diet.
Uh-huh. It'd be a
slam your head against the curb and don't eat the food for 3 months. And,
there
you
go. Yeah, you went through it, man. But anyway, you can also choose to invest. People just aren't thinking like that.
Hold on a moment. We got here's the music coming up. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with Art of the Alley. I've got some other points that I want you to cover. I appreciate your viewpoint. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
We're back. My guest is Arthur Alley. And so the Timothy plan, you don't invest in cigarette companies, things like that?
Well, you know, people always think in terms of alcohol and tobacco and maybe even gambling on moral screening. But, you know, some of the really left-leaning funds out there will screen for those things. What makes us unique is publicly traded companies that are involved in abortion, whether they're performing them or manufacturing abortifacients or funding Planned Parenthood, which is one of the most evil organizations in the world. And we make sure they know what Planned Parenthood sounds so nice. We make sure they know what they do, and only those that refuse to quit funding them go on our screen list. So abortion, pornography, corporations are really promoting the homosexual agenda. And I'm not talking about just health benefits. We don't screen a company just for offering health benefits, because the scripture is also clear there's none righteous, not one. So we will not screen them for that. But it's a red flag for us. You know, if you're running a 10,000 person company, and you offer your employees health benefits, and some of your employees happen to be homosexual, you know, it just seems fair to offer them, in your mind, health benefits. We don't consider that promoting an agenda. We're talking about funding events, jamming sensitivity training down middle management's throats, whether they want it or not, and that's just a mask, nice word for promoting the agenda. Sponsoring homosexual clubs and groups in the workplace, those are the ones we will not own. And what we don't do, we really don't name names. We have some examples on our websites, just as examples of companies you wouldn't have a clue would fail the screens because they do all this stuff way beneath the radar. But, you know, a little bit of evil is enough for us to stay away from them. And we believe there's a biblical principle about that. If you can't be faithful in little things, how are you ever going to be trusted with the large things? So, yeah, we will not own those kind of companies, period. And you know what? You don't have to own them. But it's something that the people of faith and family values, and pro-life, never thought about. Of where's the money they're investing going? What do they own? Well,
one of the fastest growing segments of the stock market, I understand, has been prison systems, private prisons. How do you feel about that?
About what?
Private prisons. We've got more people incarcerated in America right now.
Yeah.
Probably one in every 32 Americans is in prison, on parole, on probation. And one of the fastest growing segments of the stock market is these private prison companies.
Well, you're right. You know, and there is an opportunity there. But you know what? These guys just keep getting recycled. And the only recidivism solution has been get them into a Bible study-oriented thing to write their lives. And when those guys really seriously go through, the recidivism rate, I'm surprised I can even use that word, but it goes way down. So the returning ones are cut way down. But right now that's not happening. There is an opportunity. Wherever there's an opportunity so far in this country yet, because we're not yet totally socialized, somebody's going to spring up and fill that void. And that is happening. You're right on there.
The disturbing aspect of that is that they are using the prisoners for as workers in private companies producing more than just license plates. They're actually competing with other companies in America, making desks, making furniture, making all types of items at slave labor.
Yeah, well, that's not all bad, Clay. It sounds horrible when you first think of it, but you know, Chuck Colson, who has prison ministry?
Yes.
And I mean, he's written books on this, that a big problem in prisons is you can't keep a bunch of guys locked up with nothing to do. They have to have something productive to do. So that is a form of therapy for them. And maybe, you know, combine that with a little biblical training, they might return to be productive members of society.
Well, that's possible, too. But how come we put down the Chinese for having slave labor?
Well, that's a little different. I mean, they're grabbing children. I mean, it's incredible how they really are enslaving people. That's a little different. Man, you do the crime, you should do the time, and when you're doing the time, you might as well be productive doing it.
Okay.
That's a little different than China.
All right, hold on a minute. We've got to take a break. We'll take your calls, 800-313. Oops, 9443. That's 800-313-9443. My guest is Arthur Alley, and we're talking about investing here. What should you invest in? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back, and I think we've got a caller here. John in Tennessee, are you with me?
I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, I can. Can you hear John?
Yeah, John, is it?
It's yeah. John.
Hi, John.
I'm sorry, Clay, I didn't get your guest's first name.
All right. It's John.
Don?
John in Tennessee.
John okay. In Tennessee. My name is Art.
Okay. I've got a question for you, and I know that you're involved in the, from what I can gather, you're in mutual funds and the market. Is that correct?
That is what we do, yes, sir.
Okay, well, the question I've got for you, this is kind of a strange way of saying it, but I had an individual or self-directed IRA, and I've come to the conclusion that our market is actually being and has been manipulated for years by people that are a lot more well-heeled than I am financially. So I took it and put it in silver and gold. But what I'd like to ask you, and I understand if you may not want to answer it or if you may think 180 degrees from what I am, is it true in saying that our market can be and is pretty frequently moved by people with a great deal of wealth by buying and selling? They're playing a game, and they're playing it with our money.
Well, they're actually not playing it with your money as much. Now, when you talk about individuals, there aren't enough of them around to manipulate this market. It's so huge. But now, the institutional money that is traded on computer programs, where they just automatically program them, sell when it gets to this point, buy when it gets to this point, short-term really can have an effect on the market and has in the past.
Well, what do you think about the put options and whatnot that were exercised just prior to 9/11? And why is the investigation not gone farther on that?
I have no idea on that one. But for myself, I have never been, nor have I ever recommended back when I was guiding clients in investment, to take a short-term view. People have been very well rewarded long-term because value eventually will realize itself. Everything in silver and gold, quite frankly, is not smart.
I've been told that.
Gold went 20 years without doing anything. There's some fears going on now that's driving it, but it is smart to have some there. But the real strategy in investing ought to be asset allocation or diversification among different asset classes if you expect to do well, and then quit worrying about what it does today, tomorrow, next week, and next month, because over time, profitable corporations, which is what you really invest in, will produce good returns. If you're looking to get rich and get high double-digit returns, stay out of the market. But you're going to be very speculative and probably lose everything. If you want good, consistent returns, take a long-term view of the market and diversify all the assets would be my advice. It always has been.
Well, let me ask you this. As a Christian, let me ask you, because you said also that you want to do what's right and that you're a Christian. If Paul is correct and we're wrestling with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, and we know that Satan is the prince and the power of the air, and we know that Roosevelt, for instance, was a banker before he became president, that Hoover, Wilson, Roosevelt, and the others back in the 20s that had tons of money got out of the market and they bought gold and silver not 3 months before the market crashed. So if it was orchestrated then, and those people have had heirs and the same bunch is controlling this nation and the earth effectively, what's to prevent them from doing it again?
Again, I get back to the fact that, some of these things that you're talking about can have a short-term impact, okay? That smacks of speculation. Stay out of the market if that's your viewpoint. But if you take a long term, maybe 5 years, value is going to reassert itself. I was managing a branch of a large broker dealer on Black Monday back in the 80 whatever that was 87. And when the market fell for the first time since the Depression, 500 points in one day, it was out of control. And those were computer programs feeding on themselves.
Okay, let me ask you.
But those people that waited 1 year recovered everything that was lost.
Okay, one more question, and I'll listen, and I promise. I'm actually not trying to be difficult with you.
No, I understand. You got legitimate concern. Go ahead.
Now, if our nation, for instance, we owe close to, at least $9.8 trillion, and I've heard as high as $15 trillion in debt to other nations. Now, they're calling it foreign investment in America, but when you owe a country such as China $1 trillion, Japan $850 billion. If they decide to cash their paper and the Fed prints more money that is already worthless, and America has to either repudiate their debt or print enough money to pay these people funny money, will we not have hyperinflation? Will our
Absolutely.
Currency not just go away?
Absolutely.
And do you see that coming in the future?
Yes, I do.
So what happens then?
Well, I don't see it. This economy is so big and so strong that the housing and mortgage problem is overblown because it's a small segment of this humongous economy. It isn't going to happen overnight.
Well, unless you're
We've
China.
We've got years and years of momentum going, but will it eventually happen? Sure.
I think it'll be sooner than later, to be
well,
truthful.
Well, everybody's got their view. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's very dangerous. We are playing with fiat money. The whole Federal Reserve is based on fiat money.
All right, now you're bringing up a subject that kind of warms my heart.
Uh-oh.
You know, the whole Federal Reserve scam was put together on Jekyll Island by the international bankers who've been trying to take over this country since we started. I mean, our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day. The sun never sets on the English Empire. And one of our founding fathers was pro-bankers. Thomas Jefferson was against the bankers, so the Rothschild family. And they tried to get the Bank of the United States in. They got it a few times. Andy Jackson pretty much killed it. As a matter of fact, he had that put on his tombstone. I killed the bank. And in 1913, we came back in with the Federal Reserve. And we've got a private bank printing our money, controlling our money. Don't you find something wrong with that?
Nothing federal about it, is there?
Huh?
There's nothing federal about the Federal Reserve.
No, there's not. No, there's not. And we've got one candidate right now. I mean, Lincoln refused to borrow money on it and printed greenbacks, and they killed him. Kennedy, they tried to kill Andy Jackson, but the two pistols misfired. And they certainly killed Kennedy, and I carry one of his United States notes around in my wallet.
I've got actually the comment he made just before he was killed, that there are powers and people trying to take over the presidency of the United States, and before I leave office, I'm going to expose every one of them.
That's right.
Well, he didn't leave office the way he thought.
That's right, and the first thing Johnson did was recall all of the money, the $5 and $10 bills. Well, I kind of appreciate that, because the $5 bill I carry around in my pocket, that's worth about $10,000. I wouldn't take $100,000 for it.
You know, I've plugged into the Council on Foreign Relations and every president's involvement and all of that conspiracy stuff. And you could really get off into wonderful debates about it and have all the facts. But let me give you a couple of quotes from our founding fathers who wrote this Constitution that we all claim that we need to get back to.
Yes.
And we probably never will. Because it's
unless you locked Ron Paul and
Ron Paul is not going to. Whoa, he's not going to get us back to the Constitution. Huckabee, who I support, is not going to get us back to the Constitution. Let me tell you how wise these founding fathers were, and you probably have heard a quote or two. And here's something John Adams said, who was a key writer of this thing: "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. We are in a moral cesspool in America today. Our families are in a mess, our churches are in a mess, and as a result, our government is in a mess, and our nation is in a mess. One man is not going to do that. It would be a good start. Ron Paul or Mike Huckabee would be a good start. But it's not going to be the solution until there's a total, complete turnaround in the way people in America think, and the root of all that is money and prosperity."
Well, I'd say the root of why this is happening, why people are thinking like this, Art, is television. I mean, they don't call it programming for nothing.
That's exactly right. We are
And the movie studios in Hollywood are owned and run, the television studios and our newspapers are run by some of those immoral, anti-Christian people out there.
Well, there's one more element, if I might add, Clay.
Okay.
And it was a letter written by John Steinbeck. And I've got this in my... I did a whole seminar on biblical stewardship because I believe money is the root problem. If you search it on down, money is beneath it all. The Federal Reserve, the media, all that stuff. He wrote this letter that was actually published in the Washington Post, believe it or not, in 1960. He wrote it to Adlai Stevenson. Remember him?
Yep.
In 1960. And here's what he said. It's a very short comment. He said, "We can stand anything God or nature can throw at us except plenty."
Except what?
Plenty. If I wanted to destroy a nation, I would simply give it too much and have it on its knees, miserable, greedy, sick. That was prophetic. That's where we are today. Materialism keeps us all distracted and comfortable and searching for more. And, you know, everybody wants more. We've been programmed for more. The advertising industry is programmed to whet our appetites for more. Do you know anybody, Clay, that doesn't want more money? Anybody?
No, no, I don't. If our money was based on...
Nah, forget it. Forget whatever it's based on. It could be tea leaves, whatever it'll buy. When they get more money, what do they want? More money. And when they get that, what do they want? More money. It never ends. There is no contentment. And whether it's based on illusion, whether it's fiat money, whether it's real money, it doesn't matter until we solve the core problem of the human passions in the American people and start getting back to biblical principles and operating on that manner. We can solve all the, we can put whoever we want in office. It isn't going to matter.
Well, you know what? I think I've got an answer to that. You know, I've been doing this for 12 years, Arthur.
Okay.
I've been publishing a magazine. I've been doing the radio shows. And I get tired of just pointing out all of the bad stuff that's happening. And so I've tried to find answers. And if you go to the Bible and you read about when Jacob led the people out of Israel and down to Egypt, they basically went back to a godly type of existence and survived the famines and survived the Egyptians kind of tried to lure them away from it. The drugs are over there, the alcohol is over there, women are over there, and that's it. And if you build these pyramids here, you'll be rewarded well. And that's kind of what's happened here. I think they brought us up. How are you going to keep them on the farm after they've seen L.A.?
But you know what, Clay? Those Israelites that Moses led out of the land of Egypt into freedom, the first time they ran into a hardship, what happened? They wanted to go back to Egypt. That's what their murmuring was, time and time again, because they couldn't, it's so easy to lose sight of what's real when you're under some kind of a hardship. And today, hardship is probably defined as making less than $100,000 a year because it's not enough. You're right on track, but, you know, until the hearts of the people change, until we get back to the basics, it isn't going to matter.
Well, that's on my website, on page 2 of my website. I've got a little project there called Liberty Villages.
Good.
And...
Well, you're doing a good work, man. I'm not saying that, but more people need to kind of wake up and get it. And it isn't about...
Because the only problem with Liberty Villages is that it takes money to do it. And if we had the money to do it, I think we could have them spread across America. And what I'm talking about is Richard Kelly Hoskins, one of my favorite authors, referred to as... The self-sufficient family farm, he says that's the basis of all civilizations. And that's, you know, the Bible tells us that I gave you the seeds, I gave you, you know, all the plants on the earth for your use. We've got an ad on my website for Hemp USA because hemp is a wonderful food and you make 10,000 products of it. We just can't grow it in America. And we're talking about non-THC hemp. If we got back to the self-sufficient family farms and, you know, a farmer by himself without a lot of sons to run the farm, he's it's hard to do. It's kind of like me trying to run a magazine and everything at the same time. You need, maybe Hillary was actually right when she said you need a village. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back with Arthur Alley, and we'll get your website and how people can get in touch with you, Arthur.
All right, man.
Should we get done with these messages, we'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We're back. My guest is Art Alley, and Art, let's give your website out and phone numbers, how people can reach you.
Okay, great. It's simply TimothyPlan.com is the website, And we have a secondary website if anybody's interested on this Biblical Stewardship Seminar. It's biblicalstewardship.org, not .com. That's some guy trying to sell books. Biblicalstewardship.org. And our phone number for information. And we will offer anybody that wants to know. We've got this free service, no cost, no obligation. If you want to know what you own in your mutual fund, we've got a program that will tell you on any mutual fund, if you give us the name, how much money that fund invests in companies that fail the abortion screen and the pornography screen and the homosexual screen. If you'd like to do that, just call and ask us. No cost, no obligation. We'll just produce it and send it to you. Our phone number is 1-800-TIM-PLAN. If you don't get the numbers, short for Timothy Plan, Tim Plan, or 1-800-846-7526. And we'll be glad to just send you whatever you need. This is what we do. You know, if you're pro-life, how much money is okay to have invested in abortion? That question is what gave birth to the Timothy Plan, because the answer ought to be none.
Do you find investment capital? If we wanted to, if I came to you today and laid out the whole plan for a nationwide chain of basically rural motels, campgrounds, kind of loosely on lines of KOA, but with gardens, with livestock, with chickens, with you know, located in rural areas where people could get back to nature, get back to a godly type of existence. Could you help finance that?
Unfortunately, like we that? Don't do that because we've got so many restrictions on us. But one of my longer-term goals is to have a venture capital fund for Christian businesses and enterprises and movies and all that, and to have a venture capital fund for international micro businesses to help start up businesses and, you know, get them out of poverty into some kind of self-sustaining.
One of my guests earlier talked about tabletop manufacturing,
mm-hmm.
which would be ideal. You know, the problem I have 5 acres out in New Mexico in Bingham, which is which is why I'm in Florida now, because I own the north half of a two-house town, and there's not much of a labor pool out there.
Well, does anything grow in New Mexico?
Grow?
Yeah.
Oh, I've had a garden there for 10 years.
Okay, I'm kidding you.
And, you know, we're below the snow line, but, you know, we're above the, and we don't have the heat that Phoenix has got.
Oh, really?
And I'm surrounded by cattle ranches. And for the last 10 years, I've been eating range-fed beef with no steroids, no hormones, no antibiotics. And
it's working.
Yeah, it's yeah. And we could do this all around the country. But that'll be for another show, another time.
You bet.
I'm out of time here. Thank you for being my guest today, and maybe I'll give you a call when I'm coming through there.
Love to see you, man.
Love to see you.
Okay.
Thank you, Arthur.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The eye of the tiger.